Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Rick Keating, novelist, economist, and editor-publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? Rejection. That's what we're going to talk about. Kevin Feige, there's a Kevin Feige quote, head of Marvel Studios president, I believe. And he said the following, quote, "Rejection is a common occurrence. Learning that early and often will help you build up the tolerance and resistance to keep going and keep trying," close quote. Yeah, I have plenty of examples of rejection. When you're a writer, like, you live with rejection. I've had over the years countless articles rejected. Interesting thing is, I've had the same article, like somebody rejects an article very quickly, and then I've resubmitted that article to somebody else, and they're like, wow, this is great. I'm going to publish it tomorrow. So you have to take some rejection with a grain of salt. You have to learn from some rejection. Let me share with you the greatest rejection letter I ever got for a book. A guy from a publishing house. It just speaks of why publishing houses have problems, especially small ones today, given technology changes and so on. But his comment is basically, I sent him a book proposal, and he said, if this was a good idea, someone would have already written it. Think about that for a minute, right? How does he pick anything? Does he only pick out? I don't know what he picks out. So that's kind of fascinating. That was one of the most fascinating rejection letters I ever got. But anyway, the point here is, no matter what career you're in, yeah, there's got to be rejection. And the question is, what do you do with that rejection? I'll give you another example. I landed my dream job. I was working on Wall Street. I had a dream economist job in mind, and I essentially landed it. I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And I turned out I was one of a string of economists who worked for this one gentleman, and we all got fired in very short periods of time because he was kind of, well, crazy. So I think I lasted 5 months. So think about getting your dream job and then getting fired 5 months later. That happened to me. That was rejection. And I had a decision to make, right? I was able to understand who this person was. So I had to decide whether this rejection was on him or on me. Now, there were certain things on me that I could learn from, but at its core, who was it on? And at its core, it was on him. And that's what I decided. And quite frankly, thankfully I did, because I was able to continue on with the economics portion of my career, as well as, quite frankly, my writing and so on. I would not have done any of this if I decided to, get beaten down by that particular rejection. So you learn from rejection. You recognize what's legitimate, what's not. It will build up your resilience. You have to have that resilience. You have to be confident. And if you're confident, doesn't mean you're always going to be confident, right? You're always going to have doubts. But ultimately, if you're confident in where you want to go and you really do have the passion to make it happen, to try it at least, those are all essential in terms of handling rejection. So there you go. For what it's worth, some experiences of rejection that I had. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Easy for me to say. And please check out my books. So signed books are over at RakeEatingBooksAndMore.com. You can get, there are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries. The first book in a historical fiction series is titled Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. A lot of action and intrigue in that as well. So you can get those in Kindle and paperback editions at Amazon.com. Sign books at RakeEatingBooksAndMore.com. When you go to RakeEatingBooksAndMore.com, you can also get the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution. What else can I mention? Ah, yes, my economist books, my weekly economist books, I should say. There are three of those. If you need a refresher, you need an introduction to some various economics topics, it's very easy to read. Each one has 52 essays. That's why I call it the Weekly Economist. And being that we're in an election year, there's going to be a lot of bad politics, bad economics thrown around by politicians and in politics. So you might want to be grounded with these books. So I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.